how did you go from just being a kid from somewhere to becoming a serial entrepreneur and getting into different things?
How did I become the cool guy that I am now? Well, let's go back a little bit, you know? So, yeah, I mean, I'm Virginia born and raised. That's where like most of my family is. I have a pretty small family. You could fit everyone that's related to me like at a single dinner table. And for the most part, they're still in Virginia. And, you know, I went to college at Virginia Commonwealth University, graduated business administration management. And it really was, and that was 2013. And right in 2013 was when I decided to go down the path of social media, started making YouTube videos because I met another buddy of mine who was already kind of in the space. And, you know, flash forward, I was just kind of doing whatever I thought I could do to grow my social media. I was working a full-time job at the exact same time. So for the first 3 years of my YouTube channel, I also was working a corporate desk job. And, you know, I ended up moving a little more north, right outside of DC. In 2000 and I guess like late 2017, early 2018, and then moved up there with my brother. So I worked in a remote office from my job and where I was from. I worked in you know, Washington, DC. And it wasn't until about and then in 2016, shoot, my numbers are way off then on the dates. 2016 was the year that I quit my job. So it was like 2015 that I moved to Northern to up there. But yeah, I like I said, I was balancing both the social media and the full-time job. And it kind of got to the point after tracking my finances for a certain period of time, about a year of making sure that the income was sustainable, that it was kind of a calculated risk. I had a little safety net in the bank. I made the leap in July, almost 7 years ago. To this day. And you know, it's been a wild ride since then. And I moved to Texas towards the end of 2018. And that was really to seize some opportunities for a lot of the entrepreneurs that were here in the area. And it's been the best move. I've met a lot of great people, met my current girlfriend, and I think I'm here to stay.
Love it. That's a lot. So there's a lot of people, honestly, they're getting entrepreneurship. Obviously, it's a big thing right now. So you honestly went into it in a very similar way that I did. I was in car sales, was doing car sales, and then we got into, flipping houses. And then basically, like, flipping the houses kind of pulled me out of it based on the income that it was producing.
Yeah.
What would you suggest that other people do? Like, if they're thinking about quitting their job or whatever and going into, you think that they should have that side hustle until it's sustainable? Or you think that it's better? Like, if you think about where you were at now, it would have been better if you just, like, you know what, screw this corporate job. I'm going to jump all in, and you would have done it either way.
You know, I it's hard to know the exact mindset that I was in, but I think I'm like a calculated risk type of person. And for me, it's like, could I have quit my corporate job a little sooner? Yes, but at the time it was like, you know, I wasn't making much money in my corporate job, maybe like $40,000, like maybe even a little bit less than that. And while I was making enough money to quit the job, it was more like I didn't have really anything else to do in my day to fill that time frame, right? I was like, at the moment I can do everything. Why would I quit my job, even though it's maybe not my interest? I'm making some money there. I can balance the social media. If I quit my job, like, am I going to watch Netflix in the middle of the day? Like, no, I don't want to do that. And it wasn't until I basically had realized that there was opportunities that I was missing. You know, like the times were kind of different back then. So it wasn't now people be like, well, if I had all that extra time, I would, you know, take some courses and classes and learn how to maximize my profits. And I'd, you know, start drop shipping on Amazon. Like, no one was doing that shit when I was, you know, it was just like I had one side hustle thing, which wasn't called a side hustle then. And it was like making me some money. But it wasn't until I was like, hey, I only have, I don't know how many days of like time off that I have, but I'm like, I'm gonna use these on these expos. And then there's this other trip that I want to go to, but I'm not gonna be able to take time off. And, you know, it started impeding on my ability to do things that were gonna grow what I really wanted to do. So not only was I financially stable enough that I tracked for a year, I then was missing out on opportunities. So at that point, it made sense to quit. I think nowadays a lot of people are, I think being an entrepreneur is, you know, an exciting thing, that the big risk, big reward. But I think a lot of people think that you have to be an entrepreneur as soon as possible and own your own business, or else you're, you know, going to be looked at as like behind everyone else. Cause, and if you work for anyone else, you're not as great as someone who, you know, is working for themselves. And I don't really agree with that. But as far as like when the right time is, you'll know. And it's only when you know. You're going to get a lot of influence from other people of what you should do, what you shouldn't do. But I think if you can track your finances and you're missing out on opportunities that you know how you can fill the time of the thing you're doing, what you'll fill your time with, then the writing's on the wall and you can always go back to a job.
So I've seen folks who have become YouTubers be like, oh man, I was just in the right place at the right time. It was luck. And then I've seen people like Mr. Beast who are like, there's absolutely a science and strategy behind of winning in YouTube. And it's actually really easy if you just understood it. So he's always like, you know, A/B testing things and like focusing on the specific content and like the way that they script their videos. They spend like millions of dollars on videos because they know that it's going to work. Do you think that you're like a science and strategy kind of guy where you understand how YouTube works? Absolutely. Or was it like right place, right time, and you were just extremely lucky?
Yeah, bro. I used the like back in my day, back when anything, but like social media wasn't, it wasn't like it is now. It just wasn't. I got in early in the fitness game when there was a need for a skinny dude who could lift a lot of weight, you know, and that where I filled that void and there wasn't a lot. So absolutely was right time, right place. Really cool guy as the topping on top of it. But I understand the aspect of getting into social media now and trying to be really analytical about it and, you know, trying to maximize it. But I think if you're doing that, you're looking at it as strictly a business. And for me, I look at YouTube as an outlet for entertainment and like therapy for me and just like relaxation and stuff and an enjoyment. And if I started really trying to analyze for the best maximum growth, I feel like that just takes away like the fun for it for me. And but I will absolutely, you know, I don't downplay the hard work and the amount of effort. You know, I think I'm one of the most consistent YouTubers in my space that's been doing it for, you know, the longest time without really taking a break and, you know, only increasing on the quality. I do it because I really, really enjoy it. And I will attribute a lot of my success where I'm at now to being in the right place. You know, if I'd never met the people that I met because I'd never went to an expo and didn't become friends with them, would I be where I'm at now? Would I be in Texas? I have no idea. I think life kind of like plays out how it's supposed to. You seize opportunities when they're there, but I never like went looking for the most optimal way to grow my channel, like ever. I never did that.